Midnight Movie Nights.
Everybody, this is Miranda Janelle bringing you another quick pick. Tonight I saw Lucy, and this is what, the second weekend in theaters, and well, this was written and directed by Luc Besson, and well, I always think of him from The Fifth Element. He did Leon the Professional, and he also was one of the writers on Taken. This is someone that I have an extremely good track record with, and in fact, he's one of my free pass writers and directors. I will go see pretty much anything that he's done. Just absolutely fantastic. I'm sure I could come up with something I didn't like about something somewhere. I don't like doing that, you know. His movies have just wildly entertained me over the years, and I, you know, now it's a free pass. I'll go see pretty much anything that he makes, and hopefully that never changes, because I really do enjoy his movies, and Lucy was no exception to this. This was one of those movies that got me in my head. Just based on the plot of the movie. You know, there's a lot of talk about the whole humans only use 10% of their brain, and there's plenty of people that debunk that. And you know, yeah, that does come into play in this movie, but that's not what it's really about. And I like how they really handled it, because it's more about cognitive capability, how much of it you're able to access and control, rather than just use. And I like how there was a nice a bit about emotions and natural responses that well, us normies, you know, those of us who have not unlocked 20% or more of our cognitive capability, hell, that stuff just really gets in the way, and once you get past that certain point, how you can control it, and it's a very, very interesting premise, and I really enjoyed what they did with this. And the thing that probably resonated the most with me was the connections with nature, and how perceptions can change over time. Like I said, this is one of those movies that just, it got me thinking. I really, really enjoyed it. There's just so much visual goodness in this movie. There's plenty of action, if that's what you're looking for. The story behind it, you know, I'm sure someone could tear it to shreds, but I really, really enjoyed it. And like I said, it got me thinking. I completely got lost in this movie, and upon exiting the theater, the sky was just ridiculously beautiful. There was an absolutely beautiful sunset out to the right, directly overhead, you know, ominous clouds. It's been hot and very, very humid for Southern California, and in fact, it's been raining the last 24 hours. So ominous clouds above, beautiful sunset out to the right, and then just bright blue, beautiful Southern California sky out to the left. It was just so interesting to look up and see the contrast and how things were changing. And yes, there were there was the ominous sky directly above, but, you know, looking out further at the landscape and looking out into the sky, you've got this ominous sky surrounded by nothing but beauty, and the movie itself put me in the right mindset to appreciate that, to really enjoy it. You know, just a couple of moments, you know, during those last moments of dusk before it really starts getting dark. And if I had seen Guardians of the Galaxy today instead of Lucy, I would have walked out of the theater, gone straight to my car, and probably dropped, you know, my friend off back home. But Lucy set me up for, you know, just to be in the right mindset to appreciate something like that. And that's one of the things I love most about this movie. It really got me into my head, got me thinking. I certainly don't want to do any spoilers because this did just recently come out. But I cannot recommend this movie enough. I definitely got lost in it. And I've always said I love getting lost in a movie. In a story. This film met every single one of my expectations. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I highly recommend it. Lucy 2014 by Luc Besson. Didn't hate it. That's a Midnight Movie Night's quick pick. I'm Miranda Janelle, and I will be back another day.